Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, June 28, 2025.
Modi to attend BRICS Summit in Brazil. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is heading to Brazil for the BRICS Summit from July 5 to July 8, 2025. This important gathering will bring together Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa to strengthen ties among emerging economies and push back against Western influence. New members, including the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Indonesia, will also join, highlighting their growing significance. Modi's participation underscores India's commitment to global cooperation. The summit will serve as a key forum for discussions on economic partnerships, political collaboration, and social issues. What impact will this have on the future of global trade and international relations?
Protests in Togo demand president's resignation. Protests erupted in Lomé, the capital of Togo, on June 27, 2025, as security forces fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of demonstrators calling for President Faure Gnassingbé to resign. Frustrated by his long rule and recent changes to the constitution that might let him stay in power forever, protesters blocked roads and set up barricades. Some burned tires and clashed with police, leading to a heavy security presence in the city. Organized by civil society groups and social media influencers, the protests lasted from June 26 to June 28, causing many businesses to shut down. Kasi Albert, a 30-year-old unemployed man, voiced the feelings of many, saying, "We are hungry. Nothing works for Togolese youth anymore." The coalition, Hands Off My Constitution, demanded the release of around 100 political prisoners and urged the government to restore buying power for the people. These protests highlight a growing dissatisfaction amid a cost-of-living crisis, marking a significant moment in Togo's history of political unrest.
Trump's Federal Reserve stance. U.S. President Donald Trump recently announced he won't appoint anyone to lead the Federal Reserve unless they support big cuts to interest rates. This sets clear expectations for candidates hoping to become Federal Reserve chair, emphasizing Trump's desire for substantial rate reductions. He criticized current chair Jerome Powell, indicating he prefers a leader who aligns with his monetary policy goals. Potential contenders include David Besant, Kevin Hassett, Kevin Warsh, and Christopher Waller, each with their own views on interest rates. Trump's comments come at a time when the Federal Reserve has raised rates aggressively to combat inflation, the highest it's been in decades. While the Fed made slight reductions in late 2024, no major cuts have occurred since Trump returned to office. His statements raise important questions about the Fed's independence and the risk of political influence on economic decisions. What could this mean for the economy moving forward?
Who investigates COVID-19 origins? The World Health Organization, or WHO, is actively investigating how the COVID-19 pandemic began. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has pointed out that important information is still hidden, stressing the need to explore all theories about the virus, SARS-CoV-2. A recent report from an expert group, released on June 27, 2025, was disappointing, underscoring the ethical duty to understand a pandemic's origins. With at least 20 million deaths and a staggering $10 trillion financial effect, this investigation is crucial for preventing future outbreaks. It all started in December 2019 after the first cases in Wuhan, China. The WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern in January 2020 and labeled COVID-19 a pandemic by March 2020. The results of this ongoing investigation could significantly shape global health policies and our preparedness for future pandemics.
PBOC adjusts monetary policy amid economic challenges. On June 27, 2025, the People's Bank of China, or PBOC, announced changes to its monetary policy to address ongoing economic challenges. With tariffs from former U.S. President Donald Trump and falling prices affecting the economy, the bank is shifting its strategy to support growth. As global growth slows and trade barriers rise, the PBOC is taking action to boost domestic demand. Recently, they lowered interest rates and injected cash into the economy to lessen the impact of the trade war with the U.S. Investors are keenly awaiting new financial support expected from a Politburo meeting in July. Analysts anticipate a small interest rate cut before this meeting, with another reduction likely after a party gathering in August. PBOC is also focused on stabilizing the Chinese yuan exchange rate to strengthen the foreign exchange market.
Senate rejects resolution on military powers against Iran. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has decisively rejected a resolution aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's military authority regarding Iran, with a vote of 53-47. Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia introduced this measure, which sought to require congressional approval for any military action against Iran, highlighting Congress's constitutional role in declaring war. Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee argued that restricting the president's powers could hinder effective responses to threats from Iran. This vote reveals a clear divide between the parties and raises important questions about the future of U.S.-Iran relations, especially as tensions escalate over Iran's nuclear program. What could this mean for military policy moving forward?
Meta Platforms faces EU fines over compliance issues. Meta Platforms, a top U.S. social media company, may face daily penalties if European Union regulators determine that its new payment and data sharing model doesn't comply with the Digital Markets Act. This warning follows a hefty fine of 200 million euros, about 234 million U.S. dollars, for previous violations of the act, which aims to ensure fair competition among major tech firms. The Digital Markets Act allows fines of up to 5% of a company's daily global earnings for non-compliance. In November 2023, Meta introduced a model where users either pay for services or agree to share their personal data for targeted ads. By November 2024, the company adjusted this model to limit data usage. The European Commission is closely monitoring these changes, while Meta claims the Commission is treating it unfairly and changing the rules mid-discussion. The outcome could significantly reshape how tech companies operate in Europe.
Cybersecurity threats in aviation. Tech giants Google and Palo Alto Networks have raised alarms about a growing cyber threat from a group called Scattered Spider, also known as UNC-3944. This group is targeting the aviation sector, causing concern among industry leaders. Sam Rubin from Palo Alto Networks highlighted their troubling focus on aviation, while Charles Carmichael from Google's Mandiant unit confirmed several incidents affecting airlines that bear the group's signature. Hawaiian Airlines, part of Alaska Air Group, and WestJet, a major Canadian airline, have reported cyber incidents but have not confirmed any direct links to Scattered Spider. This group has a history of major cyber attacks, including breaches at MGM Resorts and Caesars Entertainment in 2023, which disrupted casino operations. The rise in cyber threats poses serious risks to the aviation industry, potentially leading to service interruptions and compromised customer data. Companies in this sector are urged to strengthen their cybersecurity measures, including regular audits and employee training. What does this mean for your next flight? Stay informed and vigilant.
U.S.-Canada trade talks in turmoil. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney recently addressed the tangled U.S.-Canada trade negotiations. His remarks came after U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly ended all talks over Canada's new digital services tax, set to take effect on June 30, 2025. This tax imposes a 3% charge on revenue from U.S. tech companies serving Canadian users, affecting major players like Amazon and Google. U.S. officials are concerned this tax poses a threat to American businesses, leading Trump to halt discussions. Meanwhile, Statistics Canada reports a 0.1% drop in GDP in April 2025, largely due to falling exports in the transportation equipment sector. Carney emphasized the urgency of continuing negotiations to protect Canadian interests, as the outcome could significantly impact both economies, especially in technology. What does this mean for the future of trade between these two nations?
Global stock markets hit record highs. Investors are celebrating as global stock markets hit record highs on June 27, 2025, fueled by a wave of optimism over a new trade agreement between the United States and China. This deal aims to speed up the delivery of rare earth materials, crucial for many technologies. The Dow closed at 43,819.27, marking a 1% rise for the day. The S&P 500 climbed 0.52% to 6,173.07, while the Nasdaq also gained 0.52%, finishing at 20,273.46. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 index rose by 1.1%, and the MSCI index reached a record high of 916.39, with a weekly gain of 3.3%. Despite this positive sentiment, a recent report showed a 0.1% drop in U.S. consumer spending in May, raising some worries about the economy. As trade negotiations continue, investors are hopeful for further developments that could lead to lower prices for imported goods and greater market stability.
China's industrial profits take a hit. China's industrial profits have plunged by 9.1% in May 2025, as reported by the National Bureau of Statistics. This drop breaks a two-month growth streak and highlights the ongoing economic turbulence in the world's second-largest economy. Key issues include weak demand and falling prices for industrial products. In the first 5 months of 2025, profits fell by 1.1% compared to the same period last year, contrasting with earlier gains. Despite these challenges, there are signs of hope, like a surprising uptick in retail sales, suggesting that consumers are still spending. However, experts warn that more government support is crucial for a stronger recovery. The impact of U.S. tariffs continues to pressure the manufacturing sector, raising costs and fueling competition. While state-owned firms saw profits drop by 7.4%, private companies managed a slight increase of 0.3%, and foreign firms enjoyed a 3.4% rise. As China faces these economic hurdles, effective policy changes will be vital to stabilize demand and foster growth.
Boosting AI growth and energy supply in the U.S. The Trump administration is launching a series of executive actions to supercharge energy resources and support the growth of artificial intelligence, or AI, in the United States. This move comes as competition with China heats up, with both countries racing for dominance in the AI sector. As demand for data processing skyrockets, our power grids are feeling the strain. To tackle this, the administration plans to simplify how power-generating projects connect to the electrical grid and allocate federal land for essential data centers. They aim to share a detailed AI action plan and host public events to raise awareness. With large-scale AI models driving a significant increase in power demand, projections show electricity needs could grow 5 times faster than expected. The administration is also considering streamlining the permitting process for data centers through a nationwide Clean Water Act permit. In January, former President Trump met with top tech executives to discuss the Stargate project, a multi-billion-dollar initiative led by OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, which aims to create over 100,000 jobs in the U.S. Trump has stressed the urgency of winning the AI race against China and declared a national energy emergency to remove barriers to energy production.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.